Good morning, Los Angeles and beyond. It's 8 a.m. Pacific time here on the Potluck Breakfast. Killradio.org, your host, Jeff. And I'm glad to be here. I hope you're glad to be with. I hope you're watching World Cup with the sound down. The American announcers are boring. The best way to watch it is in Spanish, which I don't speak, but it's at least more exciting. The problem with that for me is I haven't been able to figure out Univision HD. I'm not so sure I get it. So, I've been watching the ESPN. Anyway, you should watch the game, mute it, listen to the Potluck Breakfast. I have it DVRing both games, England and the U.S. I'm looking for England to lose, be humiliated, and the U.S. to win. That would be great. I have friends on the other side of the pond, as they say. And it would be nice to see them humiliated by the U.S. team. And I have some friends over here that root for England over the U.S., and they're native-born, and that's unpatriotic. Anyway, thanks for joining me here on the Potluck Breakfast. I am a wee bit distracted by the sheer amount of cucarachas I've seen this morning here. We've had a little infestation issue, apparently, and I know they bombed over the weekend, but it seems that L.A.'s cucarachas are more resilient to this off-brand, drop-dead Cooper's crap that we have here to spray. I killed one this morning with a piece of paper. Arr! I'm a roach machine. Anyway, World Cup, I'm trying to avoid it. Nobody call me, nobody email me, nobody IM me with any kind of scourge whatsoever. My plan is to keep blinders on and radio silence till I get home and watch the game while I get some work done. But that's not now. We should live in the now, not the soon-to-be. This is off of the Next Stop Soweto Volume 2 album. This is the band, a band called The Monks, and this is Blockhead. Here on the Potluck Breakfast. We'll be right back.
The doctor don't know, but New York was killing me. Bunch of doctors come around, they don't know that New York is killing me. Yeah, well, I need to go home and take it slow down in Jackson, Tennessee. Let me tell you, city living ain't all home. It is cracked up to be. Bad city living ain't all home. It is cracked up to be. Yeah, see, I need to go home and slow down in Jackson, Tennessee. Thank you.
nice, very nice, very nice. That is the Baghdad Blues off the Blowing the Blues Away. Horace Silver here on the Potluck Breakfast on killradio.org. Before that, we were privy to the sounds of Joe Henderson, Afrocentric. New York is Killing Me, Gil Scott Heron, and the set began with Blockhead by the Monks. It's 8:25 Pacific time in the morning, a.m. June 23rd, the day before one of my younger sister's birthday. So, hey, Jill, if you ever download this podcast, happy birthday. This is the year that you officially exit the marketing demographic sweet spot of the 18 to 34 set. Sorry. Marketers no longer care about you. You're not youthful enough. Although, really, I think that whole kind of sweet spot demographic is kind of a myth. I mean, it's a marketing myth. It's a truism. But I think it's one of those things that isn't really true, especially now with the increased buying power of the boomers in their elderly age and vast swaths of 30 to 40-somethings that are dual income and childless. Blah, 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 blah. I'm reading some crazy stuff in The Atlantic. It's the ideas issue. I'll read some of that stuff verbatim later. It was mostly pretty depressing. Right now I'm reading the cover story, which is about the dominance of women all around the world, not only in the workforce, but in highly patriarchal societies, for example, South Korea. In less than 3 decades, the thinking of, you know, I need a male is down to 10% among women. Men are no longer, boys are no longer desired, required. People and couples that are going for fertility, I guess you can actually choose the sex of the baby, which is something I guess I realize in the back of my head, but since I really don't care about having children, I never actually contemplated in full. You can choose the sex of your baby in advance, or at least there's a very good chance you can do so with the modern tech now. And apparently, to the surprise of many, instead of boys, it's actually girls that people want more. So I find this all very interesting. Women now outnumber men 3-2 in university settings, which I can only imagine is better for dudes to get laid. It seems like that the ratio is flipped. So at least in that respect, I would think dudes have more power. But I guess the crux of the article is how men feel, emasculated and whatnot about being the non-breadwinner. Personally, I wish my wife would go out and make a shit ton of money and I could stay home and cook and clean and do the things that traditional women of the 50s used to do. That would be great. With, of course, the exception of a Wednesday morning potluck breakfast. Anyway, the article also went on to talk about how the laws of the land have not really caught up. You know, you have men that need to pay quote-unquote child support when they're unemployed, and there used to be things like roofers, and there are no jobs for them anymore, and even when they retrain, there are no jobs for them, and here they are behind on child support as their wives, you know, are making $50,000, $55,000, $60,000 a year, you know, in their jobs. So who really should be supporting who? That's the question. Fortunately, here in the state of California, there's palimony, so if my wife ever decides that she wants to pack it up, she's going to have to pay. But I hope that's not the case. Anyhow, this is the Potluck Breakfast here on Kill Radio. It is 8:30. Your host, Jeff. Hope you're enjoying the morning. I know I am, except, of course, for La Cucarachas. You've got me freaked out. I'm ever vigilant, ever watchful. Got my spray handy. I wish I had a vuvuzela to blow. I don't. Anyway, tell your friends about us. We're the Potluck Breakfast. We. I'm speaking about myself in the third person now. Very Mike Tyson. This is ZZ Top, a little brown sugar. June 23rd, 2010. Potluck Breakfast on killradio.org. Word.
My friends, they all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. Mm-hmm.
My friends all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. Cause I have that brown sugar, man, it's just gonna change my life. Man, I got to have that brown sugar. Man, it's just gonna make me feel so right. We'll be right back.
Pocket full of dimes, going back to Watts. Drink a little wine, come on. Baby, don't you wanna go? Going back to LA, sweetest place I know.
Baseball bat, I sang down on the corner of 6th and Main Street. Stick all the communists in one neighborhood, terrorize their children, we'll feel real good. Sing about it. Down on the corner of 6th and Main Street. I belong to the KKK and the NAACP, Berkeley School and the John Birch Society. And this was erected, propaganda collector, a women's elector, Castro director, a medical doctor. State's rights protector, professional soldier, conscious objector, Hell's Angel member of the Black Panther Party, communist member, early 1940, a digger, hippie, activist, daughter of the revolution. Yep, charcoal barbecue, transplanted heart, soul to a soul to my shoe. Might think I'm crazy, you might think that I'm insane. Never know the secret that lies hidden in my brain. 100% for Uncle Sam. Patriotic flag wave is what I am. Down
back to Vietnam. If they protest over there, you know that I won't give a damn. I'm 100% for Uncle Sam. A patriotic flag waver is what I am.
Sugar, yeah. did you wrong before, just like you said I would. Oh, darling, please, please believe me. If you'll take me back just one more time, I promise I'll be good.
Well, here you are again, just like so many times before, down on your knees. You're making promises just like you made and never kept before to me.
Tequila. This is the Potluck Breakfast here on killradio.org. That was Billy Childish and his Wild Black Hands off of the Captain Calypso Hoodoo Party album. Before that, we had some duet, Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn doing I'm Getting Tired of Losing You. Some Wilson Pickett, Sugar Sugar. Before that, Dr. John, off of his Babylon LP, The Patriotic Flag Waver. We heard the Johnny Otis Show, a track called Going Back to L.A. That knocking you hear is me, by the way, tapping on the table here at Kill Radio to scare the roaches away. And we started off the set with Little Brown Sugar. The Bearded Ones, ZZ Top. I hate it. I can't move the microphone. It's all tangled. Anyway, it is June 23rd, 2010 on the Potluck Breakfast. Your host, Jeff, here. Starving. Starving like Marvin, as they say. You think with a show called the Potluck Breakfast, I could get my act together and actually get some food. I noticed there's a Denny's. That would be America's Diner up the street here. I actually really like Denny's, you know, as far as it goes, if you're talking chain restaurants on the road. They do a veggie burger, which is good late night. Hash browns, well done, which I prefer over home fries. And, you know, the biscuit on the side. It's good stuff. Pretty much a pescatarian as it is, so I don't do a bunch of stuff on their menu. But anyway, it's a block up the street. I'm half tempted to do a 25-minute wax track mix and get some food. But I'll tough it out. I'll tough it out. In honor of those of you watching World Cup, I'm mute listening to the potluck breakfast. I can't imagine there are all that many. I know I want to be watching World Cup right now. I'm DVRing both the English and the American games. Go USA! USA! Hey, we're Los Angeles-based radio station. What can I tell you, Intertubes? It's a little jingoistic. I've got a buddy who has been living in South Korea. He's married to a South Korean woman, actually a beautiful woman named Soojin, and he is, he's been out there for, like, I think five and a half years now. And I know he's really excited about South Korea moving on to the round of 16. He says it's a little scary. He says it's very uber jingoistic, kind of patriotic, nationalistic. He said it gets a little scary in its fervor over there. Obviously, the U.S. doesn't get quite that fanatical over soccer. In fact, my understanding from some articles I've been perusing over at the Weekly Standard suggests that soccer is, quote-unquote, a homosexual sport. That real men don't like soccer. And Glenn Beck says, leave your stinking football out of America. Glenn Beck's not a fan either. Which I would think is more the reason that you should look into the joys of soccer. I mean, really, a billion of the world's people can't be all that wrong, can they? Anyway, we at the potluck breakfast, there's that proverbial third person we again. Anyway, we at the potluck breakfast, all of we and me, we like the World Cup. And we're looking forward to getting home to enjoying it. But in the meantime, two more hours of Kill Radio provided potluck breakfast. Tell your friends, tell your family. Spread the word, spread the gospel. Eventually, I swear it, I'm going to get a Facebook page going. I keep saying this week after week. I don't know. Anyway, it's a pleasure. It's 8:53 Pacific Coast time here in Los Angeles. And here's an anti-LA sentiment. Wish it would rain. Some Pat Kelly on the potluck breakfast.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. My girl's found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room.
Hurt. Thank you. pitter pat. If you never know my love for you, could I never drop? No, no, don't do me like that. Gonna give you all I got. Baby, sing it for you like the birds in the treetop. I'll be loving you more.
You're listening to the Potluck Breakfast on killradio.org. That is Paraffin, the Red Snapper mix by Ruby, here on killradio.org on June 23rd. It is 9:14 a.m. World Cup soccer going on right now. I don't know any of the scores. Don't tell me. I'm just selecting tunes for y'all. For Ruby, we heard Can't Stop Now, Armored Love, the LaRue Major Lazer mixtape. Definitely downloaded. It's free. Switch and Diplo took some risks, and it really pans out. I've been enjoying running to that for sure. Before that, we heard Virgo, School Hall, some classic kind of deep house. I'll Never Let You Go. I don't actually know if it's actually deep house. How would you classify that? My boy Chris Avedon, you can tell me. Tell me. Anyway, I'll Never Let You Go, the 24 Karat Black, and started off the set with I Wish It Would Rain, Pat Kelly. Here in semi-downtown Los Angeles, the corner of Vermont and Beverly, I bring you the Potluck Breakfast every Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Coast time on killradio.org. Killradio.org, I believe, just celebrated a 10-year anniversary, or is around their 10-year anniversary. We keep plugging along like the roaches in our studio. It's hard to kill us. We can't keep a good collective down. If you're interested in becoming a Kill Radio DJ, it's easy. All you have to do is check out our website, find out when the next meeting is. It's every other week at Philippe's downtown. And you sit and you hang out and you check out what's going on and you get a show. There's a lot of available slots. We'd love to have you, especially if you have roach-busting skills. Anyway, yeah. Plenty of stuff going on in the little brain of mine. Keep reading this article about in The Atlantic about women and men and how the order is flipped now internationally about who's on top, who's on bottom. Women are on top, which is a better position anyway. But that's the story here, the Potluck Breakfast this morning. I have something queued up for y'all in honor of the – I think tonight is the premiere of the Hollywood, the L.A., the star red carpet premiere of Eclipse. I think that's the name of the vampire movie with Kristen Stewart. I really – I never thought – I mean, I haven't seen any of the movies. I'm definitely past that demo, and I think this is the first pop culture phenomena that I just – I'm too old for it. Pass me by. Maybe I should check it out on HBO. But regardless, I was watching Adventureland, which is running on Showtime right now, and it was cute. Predictable, but cute, I thought. Kristen Stewart was in it, and I thought she was very compelling. I don't know if it's like the Neil Young line, you know, she was an actress, you know, playing a part that I could understand sort of thing, or if there's just some kind of je ne sais quoi that she's got about her. She's not beautiful. She's not like Scarlett Johansson, you know, it doesn't come out at you, but there's just something about her. And she seems like she's a good actress. I don't know. Well, anyway, this is got nothing really to do with Twilight, but it is a song called Vampire Blues, and it is by the Wooden Ships off their Volume 2 album. And this is the Potluck Breakfast on killradio.org. I'm a black man. how it's cruising right along here on the potluck breakfast, feeling pretty groovy about things. And then all of a sudden I turn to my left after queuing up the next round of tunes, and there's a little tiny roach running across my playlist. Damn it. It's a dead roach now. Of course, I used the back of my cell phone to kill it. Now I've got roach guts and whatnot on my playlist and on my cell phone. Freaking disgusting. Want to be a DJ here at killradio.org? All you got to do is check out our website and find out when the next meeting is at Philippe's. I believe it's actually this upcoming Thursday. Maybe it's next Thursday. I don't know. Check it out yourself, killradio.org. A lot of slots available. It'd be awesome to have you. You can build your own audience using Twitter and Facebook and word of mouth and direct mail and guerrilla marketing. And if you're wealthy, you can do an ad buy on television or radio or some other format. God, I really am freaked out by that roach. That was Memory Tapes doing a track called Plain Material. Before that, we heard New Chemical Brothers off of their new record. Further is the album. Dissolve was the track. Chemical Brothers' last record I thought was really not very good. A couple decent tracks. It's the first Chemical Brothers record they've ever put out that I didn't like. But this is absolutely 100%, inarguably, in my opinion. And my opinion's always right. A return to form. It's a really good record. I highly recommend it. It's very zony. Seems like it's going to be good to run to. Anyway, before that, we heard Seasonal Economy, Indian Jewelry. Black Angels, a band from Austin, Texas. A song called Black Grease. And started off the little mini set with The Wooden Ships. Vampire Blues is the track. And I don't know. I was something got me thinking. I was thinking about... Well, I've been thinking a lot about the nature of life and death and the finality of life and how short it is, which is always my motto, is taken from Hobbes. I believe that life is nasty, brutish, and short. And, of course, my family motto passed down from Grandma Berger is live in hope, die in despair. So this should give you some kind of working knowledge of where your host Jeff comes from when he speaks about things and when he chooses tunes for the potluck breakfast. Anyway, I was reflecting on life, and it got me thinking about college and young times and how I'm no longer young times, but it reminded me of this band I knew in college. They're really awesome. They're from Long Island. They were called the Psychic Jimmies. And they recorded an EP with Kramer, and they did some shows, a bunch of shows, and there were some label interests, but never really happened for them. And unfortunately, the bass player committed suicide, and fairly recently, the former guitar player kind of wasted away and, you know, addicted to drugs. And I'm still real good friends with the drummer. He's an awesome dude. And I don't know. I just thought... they never got their due, and it's kind of a sad story, kind of going with my overall half-full glass mood of the morning. This goddamn Atlantic article, man. Kind of tripped me out. But then I think, what difference does it make, right? You only have a finite time on Earth. You might as well focus on the good, not worry so much about the bad. I mean, really, at the end of the day, what does it all mean? Probably nothing. It just is. The donut peaches are ripe, and that's something to be excited about. So are the strawberries, the blueberries, the raspberries, and the nectarines here in Southern California. It is definite full-on farmer's market time. So I guess I shouldn't dwell on these things, but I don't know. This is song goes out to my buddy Mike. This is the Psychic Jimmies on the potluck breakfast. We'll be right back.
got your pictures in the paper being perfectly admired. You can have anyone that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is wow, 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 wow. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you. I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you do it, so you better get to it. All of your family has to kill to survive, and this the waiting for their big day to arrive. But if they do, I feel they bury me alive. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you. I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you do it, so you better get to it. I hear you saying it, the shit's alright when you're older and a man in them boots. Spend all your money getting so convinced that you never even thought of us. Sometimes I wonder if we're living in the same land. Why'd you wanna be my friend when I feel like the children running out of hands? Welcome to the working week. Oh, I, welcome to the working week. We'll be right back.
1010 here in Los Angeles, June 23rd, 2010. That is some Teenage Fan Club. They have a new one out, but that's not from it. That is from Bandwagon-esque and a song called Alcoholiday. My favorite kind. Before that, we heard Elvis Costello, Welcome to the Working Week. We heard some Gnarls Barkley off of their underrated second album, The Odd Couple. A track called Blind Mary that is actually by request from my annoying friend Jim, who had the temerity to IM me and mention the score of the World Cup game, the U.S. game, which sucks because I'm DVRing it and I had maintained perfect radio silence until then. I still don't know the score of the U.K. game, which is nice, but I'll watch the game later. I don't know the details, at least. This is a tiny bit of suspense for me. But I guess congratulations to the U.S. Anyway, my friend Mary just had a birthday, which is crazy. I cannot believe that we are not 20s anymore. But, you know, it's good to be, Mary, what do you mean now, 30? 32? Anyway, that's to her. I hope you had a great one. Before that, we heard some Deer Tick, their new record, The Sad Sun, and started off with a band that kind of never was but was awesome, Psychic Jimmies from Long Island, The Wild Duck Inn, Gluma Pastoral. It is 10:10 on the Potluck Breakfast, if I didn't just mention that. It's Los Angeles. Got 50 minutes left to go. Just heard some kind of bummer news via the email to me, at least. Tuesday night's host, Radio Hijack, is contemplating hanging up his ones and twos, which is sad. It's my friend at the station here. But I hope he doesn't. But if he does, well, off into the night to you with Godspeed and goodwill. We shall see. But you can catch his shows on the archives. Radio Hijack with Tommy Boy. He's on Tuesday nights. I don't know if he was on last night or not. I have to admit I did not listen. Sorry. But then again, nobody's really listening to me today either, so we'll see. Hopefully the downloads. The podcast. Download the podcast. I feel like I'm begging. But it'd be nice to have some listeners. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this is La Ira de Dios. It's a song called Misantropo. I'm terrible with the accents. You can see why I had to cheat my way through high school and college Spanish. In fact, in college, I actually convinced a professor who, in retrospect, I realized actually had a crush on me. She was young. It was first year teaching, and I didn't realize it because I'm stupid. But, you know, the power of hindsight, I guess. But I convinced this professor that we should not have a final. It's my Spanish 2 class, that the final should be a hip-hop rap. So I went to the radio station I worked at, and I dropped a Public Enemy beat with no vocals, and I created a whole song. Oh, it's a roach. Cucaracha must die! Ah, I killed the cucaracha. Anyway, the point of this story is that I convinced the professor that a rap would be good instead of a final, so I wrote all the words, I gave them to my classmates, we performed the cut, and we all got A's. It was awesome. Of course, I don't know how to speak Spanish. So maybe the joke was on me. Anyway. No necesito más de este dolor.
branches of that naked tree. I hate summer. 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 I hate summer.
Thank you. my point.
How many of these have we gone through?
Yeah, you're like a fucking porcupine, man.
Here's my point about drugs, about alcohol, about pornography. As long as I don't harm another human being with what I buy, do, read, see, or take, what business is it of yours what I fucking do? No way you can argue with that unless you don a tail and some fucking horns. No argument for it, okay? Unless you don a tail and a horn. But what is their argument for it? But we have to protect the children. We have to protect the children. Let me tell you something real quick. Children are smarter than any of us. You know how I know that? I don't know one child with a full-time job and children. That's how fucking smart they are. Where did this veneration of childbirth suddenly come from? Oh, childbirth is such a miracle. It's such a miracle. No, it's not. No more a miracle than eating food and a turd coming out of your ass. You know what a miracle is? A miracle is raising a kid who doesn't talk at a fucking movie theater, all right? That would be a miracle. A miracle is raising a kid who doesn't run into my crotch at the supermarket because they have no peripheral vision. Where is that little miracle? Come here! It's Beelzebozo time. Here's never been locked in a deep freezer. Mommy! If it were truly a miracle, then not every 9 months any yin-yang in the world could drop a litter of these mewling fucking cabbages on the planet. And in case you have not checked the single mom statistics lately, the miracle's spreading like wildfire. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Trailer parks all over America filling up with little miracles. Thunk, thunk, like frogs laying eggs. Thunk. Look at all my little miracles. Thunk. Filling up the trailer like a sardine can. Thunk. You know it would be a real miracle if I could remember your daddy's name? Thunk. I guess I'll have to call you Trucker Junior. Thunk. That's all I remember about your daddy was his fuzzy little pot belly riding on top of me. Thunk. Shooting his caffeine-ridden semen into my belly. Thunk. To produce my little waterhead miracle baby child. Thunk. There's your brother, Pizza Boy Delivery Junior. Thunk. There's your other brother, Exterminator Junior. Hallelujah. Bill, please inform your mama that you're still doing the childbirth taking a dump routine. Well, folks, you've got a wonderful audience. Are there any questions? Oh, my God.
I need a smoke.
Why do I smoke?
I need one.
You need one? Oh, sure. It's feed the audience hour. Mine say warning, smoking may cause fetal injury or premature birth. Woo! Cool. Found my brand. Just don't get the ones that say lung cancer, shop around. Yeah, give me a carton of low birth weight. I think I can live with low birth weight. Line them up, line them up! I'm here to take the low birth weight challenge. Could you please help me? I've actually decided to quit. You ever try and quit, sir? That's every smoker. I love that. Every smoker. You ever try and quit? Mm-hmm. I'm trying right now, believe it or not. I don't know if I've got it fully down, but I'm... Did you try cold turkey? That's the hardest. What you do, and they recommend it to me, quit gradually. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to lose one lung. A little while later, the other one.
that's it. Sounds like it's just, you know, perfect, doesn't it? Wow. Fuck it, I'm not going. I have nowhere to go. What am I kidding about? Put your guitar down. After all, we are working by the hour, are we not? No? We're not? What? Fuck it. Good night. I thought we were working by the hour. Oh shit. Well, you've been a great crowd, and I hope you enjoyed it. Listen, man, I don't mean to be negative, because I'm really not. You know what it is? It's my face, man. It is. I got the kind of face people I don't even know walk up to me out of the blue and go, "What's wrong?" Nothing. Well, it takes more energy to frown than it does to smile. Yeah, you know, it takes more energy to point that out than it does to leave me alone. So why don't you get the fuck out of my face and watch me smile?
Yeah, exactly. I like that. Classic Bill Hicks from a bootleg. Chicago, 1992. It's such a shame. Bill is no doubt the best comedian, well, my opinion, was the best comedian to roam the earth. To me, it's amazing how here we are in 2010, and he's been dead now for almost 20 years or whatever, and the same shit he was talking about then is still just as fucking relevant as it is now. But anyway, that was some Bill Hicks, which I think is going along quite nice with the mood of the potluck breakfast this morning. Before that, we heard some Baroness. The Sweetest Curse, some Polvo, Can I Ride, Leaves in Virginia, a band called Bulkhead. We heard some All, for you Southern California people, She's My Ex. We heard Fucked Up doing I Hate Summer. We heard Number of the Beast. Did I just write that? Well, that's the album anyway. Iron Maiden, the band, Invaders, the track. And we started off the set way, way, way back when with Misantropo, La Ira de Dios. It's 10:42 here on the Potluck Breakfast at killradio.org. It's been a pleasure selecting tunes and whatnot for you all, from Jersey. Where do I come up with this crap? Yeah, I hope you've enjoyed listening. It is June 23rd. It's Wednesday. The June gloom is gone here in Los Angeles. The murky air is prevalent. I need to get my ass home. I need to get a ton of work done before 2 o'clock call. I know you guys care, but it's true. This is what I've got going on. And then I've got to run. I've got to get my run on. Good 8 miles, I think, today. Some easy flats because I've been pushing it. And then drinks with a friend at 6. We'll see if that happens. I hope so. I'm not bailing, so hopefully he won't either. Blah, blah, bloody blah. This is the Potluck Breakfast here at killradio.org, coming at you every single Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Coast time. I love spinning for you. I hope you love listening. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers all about the Potluck Breakfast. You can download the podcast. Wow, it was a little bit of a freeze in my brain. You can download the podcast of the Potluck Breakfast, every single one of them. The first one ever was on Cinco de Mayo 2010, and here we are, June 23rd. It's amazing we've lasted this long. That's what I say. So let's keep on keeping on with a little Juan Molina. El Perro on the Potluck Breakfast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's Bjork on the potluck breakfast. Wow, that was awkward. Very awkward. Anyway, that's All Is Full of Love, the Plaid remix. And the short set started off El Perro by Juana Molina. It is 10:54 here in Los Angeles, which means we are at the end of the potluck breakfast. So thanks so much for listening. You're the best. Truly, you're the best. Spread the word about the potluck breakfast, because if I don't start getting listeners, I don't know how much longer we're going to be doing the potluck breakfast. Because really, at the end of the day, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, does it really make a sound? And the same goes with the potluck. Anyway, that's my little bit of begging. To tune in and to download the podcast, thanks a lot. We'll catch you next week when it will be July, right before our American holiday. Woohoo! Anyway, this last track goes out to Van City peeps, especially my ultra-running friends. You know who you are. You're the contender. Stay funky. KillRadio.org, the potluck breakfast. Every Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Coast time. Thanks to all my friends for listening.